Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
A very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick Moose-Batsford, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief of TipTV.co.uk. The date, Thursday the 9th of October. We're here 10 a.m. every morning, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, welcome back to the show. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Nicole Elliott, technical analyst and private investor. Very good morning to you, Nicole. You always come in with a lovely big smile.
Good. Why not? Why not? It makes life easier, doesn't it? Yeah.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
As opposed to you, Zach, who occasionally...
The dark cloud arrives, yes.
I think that's a Japanese candlestick exactly. formation, isn't it? Yeah. Morning to you, Nicole. Obviously, things are getting more volatile. Are the charts starting to come to life?
Oh, they're looking lovely. Are they? They're really good. They're really
Are they working well for you?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got three charts to talk about today. Let's go to the first one. This is the dollar index. Now...
Right, well, I thought we'd look at currencies because they've really, particularly the dollar, has really been on a spurt since July. Now, this chart here, as far as I'm concerned, it's a weekly chart, right?
Okay.
And it's chalk and cheese, right? Where you have this triangle, and we did this before, Zach, I don't know if you remember, we did this one together, narrowing in, so much so that at the beginning of July, historical volatility hit a record low of 2%.
Okay.
Record. And this is something that's been going for decades, right? And then suddenly it breaks out the top. They're my measured objectives. We got to all of those, and right? And in fact, we've done some more over the last fortnight. It went up and then has collapsed down again, okay, this week. Now, we're not at the end of the week yet. But the point is that on the way up, the relative strength index and open interest hit record highs, and volume, both on a weekly basis and on the whole of the month of September, was its highest in years.
Right.
So there are an awful lot of people, I think, rather late to this particular little party, having talked the dollar up for the best part of 5 years now. Do you know what I mean? And, ooh, no, we got that right. Ooh. And we just stopped dead. It's absolutely uncanny that exactly at the last week of September, the thing just stops.
Okay.
Now, why has it stopped so quickly? Well, there's a little red line at the top here, which, again, we talked about before. That is a trend line, believe it or not, since 2003. And every time the dollar has strengthened, that line
stops
has kept
level.
It. And it's descending very, very gently. So you've got this, it's almost like an undertow, really, towards US dollar weakness. And the counter trend is this rally that we've seen, rather than the other way round.
Okay.
I think that's the bit that people haven't really factored in. What I've got now, and it's not Friday yet, but I'm going to jump the gun for you guys.
Yep.
We've got a potential tweezer top.
Okay.
In that you've got one big week when you go up, and I'm afraid it's not on this chart. I had a bit of a nightmare with my chart today. You've got one week when it goes up, and the next week undoes all of that completely. And big ranges.
A weak,
big
bearish reversal signal.
Absolutely. Very much so. But obviously I need to see where we close
on
Friday in the States, you
but
know.
But my observation on this, okay, very simply, one of the first things I would talk about the charts was, in terms of price and time, you should go up at a 45-degree angle. Therefore, time and motion, absolutely perfect. The rate of ascent here is phenomenal on the breakout, isn't it? It's like everything's sort of hit up and then whoosh, off she goes. And it's no surprise with the rate of ascent, the distance we've gone, that at best we're going to pause.
Yeah, exactly. And it is this spring coiling,
yep.
Right? This coiling here is what creates conditions for that.
Yep.
And in fact, what we could do here, Nick, is start here and draw a straight line up to where we've got to. And do you know what? It's 45 degrees.
Fantastic. OK, let's move on to the second chart.
Now, this is a super long-term chart again.
This is the yen, I'm guessing.
That's right, and it's a quarterly chart. So each of these candles represents 3 months' worth. And I'm sure some of your viewers are going to say, what's the good of that, quite frankly? If I'm trying to scalp this market, do I really have to know where we were
in 1990? We are criticised at times for being too short-term, because there's lots of people going, we've got portfolios, we're longer-term, so... any time you want to bring on a quarterly chart, you do so.
Well, here we have it since 1990. And you can see, again, you've got this trend where the value, the how many yen you need to buy yourself a dollar, gets fewer and fewer and fewer. Right. And now we've got Abenomics, right, which has got us from the bottom of the channel to the top of the channel. And we just sort of squeezed above it, right, at the end of September, which is the end of the quarter. And stopped dead at 110 yen. Bit of a psychological level that one as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? And look here, how many times already, is it going to be fifth time lucky? Well, with something, with this amount of history, you treat it with a lot of respect. A lot of respect. And that's what I'm looking for. So I think that the dollar strength against major currencies...
Yep.
Particularly the yen, this is my favourite, because I can't really get too enthusiastic about a euro, really, can I? And the reason I picked the yen is because this week, when we've seen, well, this fortnight, when we've seen some stock markets have some pretty nasty sort of
wobbles,
it's interesting that they did not buy the dollar, yeah?
Okay.
So that's status as safe haven, I think, will be either coming into question long term, right? Because of policy, because of charts, because of you name it. Or because people feel that the dollar, as we saw in the last chart, has rallied so much, so quickly, it cannot keep a safe haven status because it's too expensive, too suddenly.
Okay.
Right. And so it's going to be a different way of thinking about which currency you want to park your money in if these wobbles continue.
We've gone into gold. I mean, gold sort of revived a bit from the
It's only a bit, isn't it? And that's an inverted commas, I would have thought. Yeah. But you're basically saying here at 110, that's the top of the tree.
I think so. So it's early days yet, as you've seen it, because I haven't got my weekly charts and, this is a super long-term one. So, but instead of just selling the dollar against the yen, what about writing some calls? That would be a nice way to do it. Some deep out the money calls, 115 calls or something like that, long-dated ones, and just say, right, we'll pop that, on board as a strategy or something like that. I think that would make sense, really. Or don't know, but buying the odd put or something as well.
Buying put spreads. You've got your trading range.
Yeah, you sort of know where your support levels are. It's quite clear that's your first one there, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 102.
And then it's back down to where we were,
Okay, let's move on to your final chart because I don't want to run out of time.
Now, this is one most of you viewers won't have seen. It's the Indonesian rupiah.
Right.
Okay.
I only had a quick look at this, and me and Zach said, what is that? And he went, I don't know. Yeah. And I went, that's good, because nor did I.
Right. It's the Indonesian rupiah, because I've been quite favouring some of the Asian currencies over the last few years. I think basically Asia is looking very, very interesting. Their stock markets too. But they're not all good. Again, I think the market is becoming more fragmented. You've got to learn to pick out your good, your bad and your ugly, right? Now, you can see this is 1997, 1998 in the height of the Asia crisis, right? And from being pegged down here, the Indonesian rupiah just collapsed, right?
Okay.
After that, it's amazingly steady, right? For, ever since sort of the year 2001. Really amazing, right? Between about 8,250 and 12,250 rupiah per US dollar, right? And what's happened most of the time when we get up to that resistance level, you have a spike and then you just come down quickly, right? Three times already we've done that. This time it is different.
That's breaking up and out, isn't it?
Yep. Absolutely. It's a right-angle triangle.
Yep.
If I expanded it, I think you'll agree with me, where the lows are getting just slightly higher. We know exactly where the top of that is. And I've just drawn in this one here to coincide with that lot. That's not particularly significant. On a monthly close above 12,250, that's going to be your first signal that something is going rather wrong with the Indonesia PLC country or with central bank policy on the exchange rate. And I think there's going to be a problem in many emerging markets with their currencies, either because it's a currency war and it's a rush to the bottom. How much can we weaken our currencies to stave off, you know, deflation, depression, whatever? Do you know what I mean? Boost exports and all of that. And I think it's building many emerging market currencies. But this one has got by far the best pattern. And so that's why I've picked it for you.
Brilliant analysis.
Excellent.
Okay, Nicole Elliott, technical analyst and private investor and a writer in the Investors Chronicle, which is part of the FT Group. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Very, very thought-provoking. I don't know exactly which way I'd be going. Right, let's take a very quick break and then we're going to be back with some hedge fund thoughts from Mr. Simon Wackenberg, the CEO of K1T Capital Limited. We'll be straight back after the break. Thank you, Nicole.
Hola, it's me, One Tip. Follow my tip every day. High conviction on Tip TV.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2 times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.